It's 88.5 KCSN. Happy to welcome back our friends from Run River North. Alex and John are sitting here as we prepare for this live session. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Sky.
Hi.
It's good to see you again.
First question, as we begin to talk about the new album, Drinking from a Salt Pond, tell me what's transpired. It's been 2 years, 2.5 years?
Yeah. 2.5 years.
About 2.5 years since the launch of the debut album.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned, my friends?
Ooh. So many things.
Yeah, a lot of stuff hit the fan.
Yeah.
But I think it happens to anybody.
Sure.
And I think the stuff that happened, it wasn't anything special. It's just if you're in a van 24 hours with five other people trying to make music and trying to make it a living, you're bound to like hit some walls. And I think a lot of good things happened. We had a lot of great shows,
right.
A lot of cool sold out shows. We got to go to London, and just a lot of great shows. But I think along the way, a lot of us questioned a lot of things, like, do I like you as a human being, or do I want to keep doing this with you? Do I trust you? This isn't my life. Or a lot of questions like, is this success? Is this worth doing? Can I do this again? Or what do I want out of this? And a lot of those questions, we, instead of just kind of just internalizing them and just making them into songs, we really just sat down and after our 2014 tour, we just sat down and asked ourselves those questions, you know, in the room. And a lot of the times, like, most people just leave the room or just be like, no, F this, this is done. This is not worth it. But I think what we did as a band was we stayed there for a second and we let the moment like be awkward and be really tough to swallow. But I think what happened when we stayed in the room for just that next moment is kind of what transpired on the album. And what was Drinking from a Salt Pond was we just looked at this river of beautiful stuff that was happening, and all of a sudden it just became this like tepid little salt pond, and we can see our reflection in it, and we're like, this is the pond that we need to drink from in order to make stuff. And instead of going away from it, we decided to drink.
Lions in the dark with your shadow hanging over me, shaking the ground. Your footsteps calling out my name. Spit it out. I think I changed my mind. about a million times. To run or hide, to run or hide. I'm gonna call this out, I'm coming back somehow. I won't run or hide, I won't run or hide. I think I changed my mind about a million times. Oh, to run or hide, oh, to run or hide. I'm gonna call this out, coming back somehow. I won't run or hide, I won't run or hide. Run or hide, run or hide, run or hide.
You've always been a passionate and energetic band.
Yeah.
But this record seems to be expansive in its dynamics, is one way of saying it. Talk to me about that shift and that growth, and you know how it affected your songwriting, choice of producer, the learning the tricks of the trade inside a studio. Let's talk about that, because it really does have a heightened sense of dynamics and energy in some ways.
Yeah, the first step was Alex went over from acoustic guitar and switched over to electric guitar, and that really opened up things for himself, for Daniel, for Sally and Jennifer to just really be more confident in what they're doing. And we also tried to write more song-based type of things where it was verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, chorus, and we try to give ourselves some limitations just to see, you know, just to try that out. And that actually allowed us to get more creative within the boundaries that we set for ourselves. And I like how you said we're more dynamic. We have some songs that are just kind of stagnant, but instead of it being dynamic like within the song, like if you listen from the beginning to the end, you'd find dynamics from song to song versus just like in the song, just as a whole album, there's more dynamics. And we went with Lars because he believed in like how Alex sings certain phrases powerfully, intensely, and he likes to keep the imperfections that sometimes Alex brings, and that is really special.
Always brings.
Always, yeah.
It's your specialty.
Yeah, calling card.
You're renowned for the imperfections.
For the tone deafness.
Bitterness is easy when you're living like a ghost. Shades of your children, just another call. Season superstition, or the way it's always been. Pain is screaming off the wall. Every time I come across another one that fell apart, everyone is telling me that running away is just a part of the game, that I've got only myself to blame. Only myself. Myself to blame, only myself to blame. Happiness, it ain't easy. Why make it harder than digging your grave? This isn't superstition, or the way it's always been. Pain is screaming on the wall. Looking down afraid of what they'll never say.
Run River North is joining us, and the new album's Drinking from a Salt Pond. You're going to be doing a number of things. You're here today, and we're talking about it and playing music from the new record. Tomorrow night, you're going to be doing an in-store at Amoeba.
Amoeba LA, yeah.
And then you're going up to San Francisco to do one. And then you come back and you're going to do the thing up on Big Bear, right?
But between that, we also have a Long Beach.
You have Fingerprints.
Fingerprints, yeah.
You have Fingerprints,
Saturday,
that's so. Right. Fingerprints, another in-store.
Yeah.
Then Big Bear, and then the Terragram Ballroom on March 1st.
Tuesday, March 1st, yeah. Which is sold out, so it's great.
I'm trying to get my head around, okay, today is Wednesday.
Yep.
Whew, I got tired just...
Yeah, I know.
Just, I didn't even remember all the things, and I got tired.
Yeah.
But you guys feel like the energy, you're ready, you're pumped to get out and do it again?
Well, we have to. I mean, it's a slow, like, start. You know, whenever we are on tour, it takes like a couple shows for us to get really in the groove of things.
Does this count as one?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, this week was like kind of a good warm-up to like what's going to happen. So we did a couple, different little acoustic things and talking to different radio stations. We went down to Laguna for some other radio stations. So yeah, this is all, I think we've just been waiting for so long. It's just been cabin fever, just making this album.
That's what I want to hear.
And for a year.
Yeah, for a year, which is probably one of the reasons why there was so much drama. We're just like not having that cathartic thing of like going on stage and here's a song and do you like it? Like it was just an echo chamber inside our like little block out in Van Nuys, and we're playing songs and it just keeps getting reverberated back to us going, are you good enough? Is this good? What are you doing? You're not making money today.
Trees grow where the ground's all right, die old in the middle of the night. Roots up my hands to reach, cut me down where the water meets the sea. And my eyes were the first to find 29 in the middle of the night. Words in my head to sleep, keep me up until the body disagrees. 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 Your words are cold like the wind, they hold no weight around. Let go, you're telling me to let go. I know the shadows are the only. Crown's all right, die old in the middle of the night. Words in my head to sleep, keep me up until the body disagrees. Keep me up until the body disagrees. Your words are cold like the wind, they hold no weight around. Let go, you're telling me to let go. I know the shadows are the only ones. Your words are I know all
Run River North is back, and they're ready to take off tomorrow night. For fans in the immediate area, it'll be at Amoeba up in the Bay Area on Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Then back to Fingerprints on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then doing the big Bear Fest thing, and then what day is
Tuesday? Terragram,
yeah. and that's sold out.
Yeah.
See, geez, you know. Well, I guess everyone who's going to see our friends in Run River North on Tuesday, lucky you. And all of you who go see it, please get a hold of KCSN and let us know what you thought so we can pass along. They don't need your affirmation, but I think they'll welcome it.
Yes, we would love it.
Good time. I'm glad to see that you guys did get through the year of hell. Let's turn this next one into the year of heaven.
Yay. Thank you, Sky.
It's Run River North on 88.5 KCSN.